Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh, my friend. Now, I hear there's all sorts of Resident Evil things due in the rounds. Resident Evil 9 seems like it's back on the table.
Yes, it absolutely is. If it was ever off the table, it's back on with a nice little meal, like in Resident Evil 7, where they're surrounded by all the maggots and stuff.
Feed
but in a much
mate.
Better way, because it works out for me and you as fans of the series. Yes, Dust Golem, a.k.a. The Aesthetic Gamer, has been on yet again. If you don't know who this is, they are a pretty prolific leaker when it comes
they're
to Resident
Evil news.
They're the dude
that's leaked everything about Resident Evil for the last 3 years or something. Yeah,
more or less. Like, if you've ever clicked on one of our Resident Evil videos, chances are the source will have been Dust Golem.
And most of the internet, really.
Gamer. Yeah, true. Yeah, oh, yeah, totally. It's not just us. But yes, they have been tweeting out again and talking about Capcom's wider plans for the Resident Evil series, and have said that they apparently envision Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 8, and Resident Evil 9 as part of an interconnected trilogy. Now, this is kind of more noteworthy than you might think, because obviously Resi 1 to 3 was kind of a trilogy, Resi 4 to 6 was kind of a trilogy, but Resident Evil 8 Village marks the first time that we've had a proper direct sequel to a Resident Evil game. Obviously, all the Resident Evil games have followed a one coherent story, picking up with a bunch of different characters, but back in the day, you would jump from game to game, you would get new characters introduced. You know, you went from 1 starring Jill Valentine and Chris Redfield to 2 with Claire and Leon, and then, you know, you kept shaking it up. But obviously with Village, this time around, we've got the story of Ethan Winters in part 7, then we're playing as Ethan Winters again in part 8. So it's kind of following on more closely than it ever has before. And apparently this will culminate in Resident Evil 9, which is already in the early stages of development and will come sooner than we probably, you know, think it might. So, Scott Ilford, what do you think about having more Ethan Winters potentially in your life and having this style of Resi continuing?
That's what grabbed me, is that I was just like, man, I don't care about Ethan Winters at all.
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's just me. I mean, I'll give him a smidge. Like, if it's out of 100, then I'm on 20. Like, I'm just kind of fine. I think it's mainly because it's a first-person Resident Evil game that he was introduced in. He hasn't got that same sense of place and memorability as the rest, because we've spent so much time with the other characters in a third-person perspective or seeing them in cutscenes or whatever else. And I feel like this dude, kind of started out as an avatar for any player, the whole point being that you were investigating this, you know, dilapidated shack. You were hunting down your girlfriend or ex-wife, whatever it was. You're hunting down Maya. And then over time, it's become oh, he is more important. He is rescued by Chris Redfield at the end of the game. And now in the trailers for Village, there's a lot more mentioning him in relation to what's going on with Lady Dimitrescu and everything else. So, I don't know. I guess they're fleshing it out. And by the end of the next game, Resident Evil 9, we'll know that Ethan Winters was this big old deal in the middle of everything else. But I don't know if it's just the traditionalist in me or it's because they haven't done that much with him yet. I don't get that excited about the character, because for me, there's very little of a character there other than him getting very annoyed at stuff but then brushing off the fact that he lost a hand and whatever else. But I don't know if that's just me. What's your the leg as well? What's your feelings towards Winters as a protagonist?
No, I think all of that stuff is very valid, because like you said, Resident Evil 7, that was, in a way, almost a complete break from the previous Resident Evils, not only in terms of its aesthetic presentation, but in terms of its lore. You know, it didn't have any links to the other games until very late in the game, and the first kind of part of it was very ambiguous. It was much more kind of inspired by American movies like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Evil Dead and stuff like that, and was kind of going away from the bombastic, convoluted plot line of the previous games. And as a result, You were cast as Ethan Winters, who was supposed to be this everyman, right? You weren't this suplex zombieing guy like Leon or Chris in Resident Evil 6.
I will say.
I'll take a little bit of it, but not necessarily,
yeah. You know, high flying kicks and like, yeah, ridiculous head stomps and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll have to agree to disagree on that front. But for me, Ethan Winters was a nice breath of fresh air. And to see him fleshed out more in Resident Evil 8, I think we will get more of a definitive characterization. I think his story and his agency will come into play more, even from what we've seen in the trailers so far, whether that's like the story trailers or the gameplay trailers. It seems like Capcom's really trying to make him more of a character and less of a avatar for the audience and the players. And by pairing with Chris so directly, it's almost like they're acknowledging him as an important part of the canon. You know, he's not just someone who had this story, then was saved by Chris, and then we moved on and we moved back to like Leon or whoever. Now, like, he's like going to be part of the wider mythology. And I think, even though I'm not completely sold on him and was incredibly shocked when I actually saw his face for the first time, I think they can build him into someone who is, you know, noteworthy and memorable overall.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact that he is so kind of under the radar, that he is one of, if you were going to name Resident Evil characters, it would be a while before you mentioned Ethan Winters. Because of that, that allows him to, you know, form some sort of crazy plot twist, especially if they want to go RE5, RE6 style plot twists and do something like that. But when you mentioned Chris, and we mentioned Chris, like, saving him at the end of RE7, that trailer that they've shown for RE8, where Chris is the dude shooting, like, his partner and, like, kidnapping the baby and stuff, I'm like, well, already there's more going on with Chris Redfield again. I want to see more of what's happening with him. And again, that could totally be a genius Metal Gear Solid 2 style thing where they're casting you deliberately as the person on the side that you don't want to be part of, that you don't want to play as, give more perspective on this main character. That could be cool. But at the same time, right now, like, the idea of, I mean, I guess we don't even know, like, who's going to be the playable dude in RE9. But the idea of, you know, like, we're getting another game and whatever, or whatever RE8 does, it can't tie off things all together. So something has to carry on into the new one, whether that's Lady Dimitrescu or whatever. I guess, like, that's a whole other thing as well, is that the last time we talked about this, there was that whole conversation around first-person Resident Evil versus third-person. And I guess now we know that RE9 would assumedly be first-person if this is the first-person trilogy as well.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, we've always said, I think that makes the most sense when you have this mainline series continuing the first person stuff, because we've got the remake of Resident Evil 4 coming out in, I think it's 2022 now, or that was the last rumored date. And that will obviously embrace the third person stuff. So you can kind of have these parallel tracks, and then after Resi 9, do something completely different, maybe go back to third person for the main series. But Dusk Golem does mention something quite interesting in a follow-up tweet, and that's that Capcom, after this trilogy, are kind of like looking away to do, looking to do away with like the numbers entirely, so we won't get Resident Evil 10 as Resident Evil 10. It'll be just like a subtitled entry, and we'll kind of move away from that numbering, which they've already kind of started to do anyway. We've had these kind of integrated numerical titles recently. We had Resident Evil Biohazard, which is Resident Evil 7. They did the cool little thing with the VII in that. We've had Village, which you know, works as VIII, Resident Evil 8, but apparently this is kind of them initially teasing out the numbers altogether. And I think it's why they are pushing for this Resident Evil to be called Resident Evil Village. Like, if you like, that's the keyword they're using, not Resi 8 for the most part anyway.
It's interesting with that stuff because two of the franchises have sort of been involved in that. Like Halo, I forget the name of the specific dude that worked for 343, but they were saying that as Halo has gone on over the years, you know, they like the idea of Halo Infinite, like Halo 5, like adding Guardians to Halo was them sort of teasing that it wasn't just going to be Halo 5. And then sort of saying, like, over time, if these brands are going to last this long, like, it's not like we have Mario 23 or whatever. And also on the Final Fantasy side, it's like a common sort of misconception that all of the Final Fantasies are one giant story and this is part 15 or part 16 or whatever. Whereas, you know, if you've played them or whatever, you'll know that they're all separate. But that does get in the way of people trying them. Like, people won't just pick up Final Fantasy 15 because they'll think that they're missing out on the other 14. And so I wonder how much that is also a branding thing, where with any long-form franchise, at some point, maybe you do need to think of a different naming convention. And maybe that also frees things up in regards to expectations of the narrative, that you could just do a complete standalone trilogy that, you know, can be called the one, you know, the insert name trilogy or whatever. So yeah, I like the idea of that. It makes sense marketing wise and everything else. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of Resident Evil 9 being real, of the new games being a full trilogy, and what would you want to happen in RE8 that could lead into RE9. For now, I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.